What we're trying to do is two things at the same time. One, define our global efforts at eradicating poverty. We don't just want to reduce it. We want to eliminate it once and for all from our vocabulary. This means finding a menu of items on which we're going to be working. Every country will be working on different things. Some it would be on rural development. Some it would be on access to water. So we want to define this menu of options for every country in this planet. It's a universal agenda to eradicate poverty.
Okay, it's a massive, massive objective. And this conference, as you say, is about finding the cash, the hard cash, which is going to do that. And what protocols are you looking at? I know there's talk of addressing illicit financial flows, i.e. multinationals not paying their tax. What other kinds of things are you going to be looking at, concrete measures?
In the past, it was all about governments in rich countries paying for the reduction in poverty in poor countries. This is what we call official development assistance. And it has worked, but there is a target that hasn't been met yet. 0.7% of the richness of developed countries was supposed to be used to reduce poverty in developing countries. It's very important that the 0.7% be honored. It's part of this compact. But we also know that this will not suffice. We need to also mobilize domestic resources. This means taxes, because there are lots of resources available in countries if you have the proper taxation systems in place. You mentioned, for example, illicit flows that today are captured nowhere. We should be able to capture that.
And how are we going to enforce it? That's the other question.
Well, we're going to enforce it first by understanding where the loopholes are, and second, by closing those loopholes. And part of this has already started. There is a lot of work that has been done under the guidance of the G20 and the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD. But there is a very important ingredient that we should not forget, is the role of the private sector, is the role of markets.
So you mean you're talking about public-private partnerships, getting more private money in there. Now, on that very point, there is some concern, isn't there, that you're going to get companies obviously going in and investing in the areas where they want to invest, but that might not necessarily include health, education, and other infrastructure building.
Absolutely, and this is why conferences like this one are important. What we know for sure is that it cannot just be left to the private sector. It cannot just be left to the market. By the same token, it cannot only be a matter of official development assistance. It has to be about intelligently leveraging all these three components: domestic resources, meaning taxes, official development assistance, and the private sector.
And last question to you, what is the ITC? What does the International Trade Center want to see from Addis? What's your main ambition?
Well, maybe our biggest ambition out of this conference is to tell members attending this conference that it is doable. And we know in the ITC that it is doable because we are doing it every day. We are a development agency funded by donors, but we work with the private sector to leverage every dollar that donors put in our pockets. We know whether it's on fashion, we know whether it's on IT services, working with the private sector, with the Googles of this world, and with the many incubators in IT in developing countries. We know it is perfectly possible in processed agricultural products. We know it is perfectly possible in manufacturing. So what we would be doing is showcasing a number of examples we have where we are combining official development assistance with the private sector, and we are telling governments, throw in this mix your domestic resources, throwing in this mix the amount of support that you can leverage domestically, so that the sum of all of this is more than the parts, so that we can achieve in 15 years the goal of eradicating poverty. Let's remember, we don't just want to reduce poverty. We want to ban this word from our vocabulary in the next 15 years.